Good afternoon. Our focus today remains on a large storm as it rolls through the Ohio Valley and into the eastern Great Lakes. Out ahead of this storm, we've had waves of rain and bursts of rain as well, and also wind gusts at times exceeding 40, even 50 miles per hour in spots across interior New York and New England. The wind gusts will continue to increase as the storm draws closer, at times over 50 miles per hour. This, combined with the upper-level energy that's swinging through the Great Lakes, could produce some enhanced showers and thunderstorms, those of which could also produce intense wind gusts of over 50 miles per hour today. High temperatures out ahead of this system will be in the lower to mid-60s on average across the region. Behind the front, after it passes by, will begin to dry things out later in the day and through the evening, gradually clearing skies overnight, and as the wind flips around to the west-southwest, it will remain gusty overnight at times over 30 to even 40 miles per hour. This drier trend will also be marked by a cooler flow of air, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. This will leave us with drier weather on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. It will remain breezy, but not as windy as today, with highs back down into the lower 50s. A weak disturbance will pass by on Wednesday with partly sunny skies and just the risk of a shower with highs around 50, and behind this system even cooler with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the middle to upper 40s. Another system will shoot by the region on Friday. This one will bring a chance of rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and breezy weather with highs staying in the mid-40s. The chilly weather will last into the upcoming weekend. A more potent system will shear off to our south on Saturday. There's still the chance of a few snow showers with this system as temperatures stay in the middle and upper 40s, back to the mid-50s by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after producing significant severe weather in the south yesterday, that potent storm will continue to move north today, and severe weather is once again a threat for portions of the southeast to mid-Atlantic ahead of the initial cold front. While strong wind gusts will be the main threat, a few tornadoes will also be possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms, mid-60s. Boston mostly cloudy and windy, showers and storms, lower 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 87, set in 1977. And the record low, 19, in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Remaining windy tonight with gradual clearing in the 30s for overnight lows. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Remaining windy tonight with clearing skies in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Remaining windy tonight with clearing skies, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Remaining windy tonight with clearing skies in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with rain and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Remaining windy tonight with clearing skies, lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. Wednesday, just the risk of a shower, near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers in the mid-40s Friday. Partly sunny, a few snow showers Saturday, mid to upper 40s, and increasing clouds in the mid-50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.